But as I learned recently, criticism is something Jim Carrey tries to keep in perspective.
I think you get to a certain part of your career where you know, compliments come very few and far between. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you see somebody riding along, riding high and stuff like that, and every once in a while you just want them to, like, you know, just bite it.
Isn't it funny that we ended up in this position? Seriously.
You want him to go David Hasselhoff on, you know.
He's drowning! Somebody help him!
And then everybody comes and they goes, oh, we're so glad he's alive.
Was Cable Guy your drowning moment in the critic's eyes?
It was an opportunity in the critic's eyes, I think, to me. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, what I came out of Cable Guy with was an understanding that people, you know, cannot be sold something that isn't there. You know, I mean, basically what Cable Guy was a dark comedy, and it should have been sold that way. As soon as you start covering up and trying to apologize for your work, the audience knows it. And also, I think they went into the Cable Guy expecting fluffy, fun comedy, and what they got was like, you know, the thing under the bed, you know?
They seem to be saying, hey, stick to your act. Well, the critics now. Mm-hmm. Stick to your act. Don't try and...
But they didn't like my act in the first place.
Well, they did through Ace.
No,
and they did through The Mask.
No, they didn't.
Really?
No. More so than not, they didn't like it. I've always played to the audience. So I've always played to myself, actually. I don't try to pander to the audience because I think it's insulting. I would rather go like this, you know, and be offbeat and unpredictable than give them exactly what I think they want.
Look, here's a good example. When your mommy was pregnant with you, she gained a good 40 pounds. There was nothing she wouldn't eat, and daddy was scared. But when she'd ask me, how do I look, I'd say, honey, you look great. You're beautiful. You're glowing. If I'd have told mommy she looked like a cow, it would have hurt her feelings. Understand?
My sister tells me real beauty is on the inside.
That's just something ugly people say.
You're a bit of a gambler, aren't you?
Totally.
So in other words,
my whole life is a gamble. It's nuts.
If there's no risk involved for you, it's almost not as much fun?
Well, it's not like I sit there and go, I must feel the danger.
It's not that, you know.
But I don't want to just be another box on the shelf, you know. I want to kind of have... I want you to, first of all, if it's a comedy, to go there and laugh your butt off. It's comedy. You know, you want to go out of there going, oh, do I have a stain? You know?
But Mr. Reed has made it abundantly clear that he has no desire...
Settle!
I do want to settle, Mr. Reed. You convinced me yesterday. I'm the victim here. I'm starved for affection. I'm driven into the arms of another man.
Seven.
Yeah, whatever.
You've been married how long now?
Oh, geez. 8 months.
8 months. Lauren told one of our interviewers recently that she has one major rule at home.
And I'm a total stud.
Yeah. She mentioned the stud part. She also said she will not allow you to make funny faces at home.
She gets scared. Honest to God. I guess it's the level of commitment or something. Maybe it's not the face itself as much as the level of commitment. She gets frightened.
So you can't do the Carrie mask face, that sort of thing?
No, well, you know, like one in particular where I do Jack Nicholson, you know, and I get this real sick look in my eyes.
Like
stuff.
What?
It's like, how you doing? You know, she doesn't like this guy. She doesn't want him around. Because she knows he's not going to help, you know? He's just going to sit there like a lump and consume, you know? No, it's just there's something in the eyes that she doesn't like.
I can't imagine what.
It's a strange thing. And Lauren has never seen my stand-up or any of that part of my life. She doesn't know that part of me. She knows me at home, which, you know, can get insane sometimes, but...
Is there anything about marriage you're not used to yet?
Well, I think every once in a while, I wake up and I have the, you know, put the Gypsy Kings on and go, honey, hi, you know,
I'm a man, I cannot be caged.
You know, every once in a while that happens, and that
you lock yourself in a room
and then we sit down and we talk and it's wonderful and beautiful. So it's a good life.